Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Moran Shir. Today we begin Chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and we dedicate the Shir today Leilui Nishmas, my niece China Rochel Bas Chaim Menachem, the mother of my rabbi Reb Michal Dorfman Zochin Avrocha, Chana Perel Bas Reb Arya Leib, and also the mother of our good friend from Miami, Devora Bas Yecheskel, the mother of Ronald Mandel. In addition, we dedicate a shir for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. This shir is very special in that it's the final shir that Rabbi Nachman gave a few days before he passed away. This was the shir given on the last Rosh Hashanah of his life in Uman. Rabbi Nachman lived in Uman only for about 5 months. And it's brought that he was waiting. He arrived in Uman around May in Iyar, in the beginning of the month of Iyar, and he passed away in the middle of the month of Tishrei. And before he gave the shir, he said he was waiting all summer, waiting for Rosh Hashanah to come, waiting to say the Torah of Rosh Hashanah. As usual, Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the pasuk Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesa liyom chagenu ki choik liYisrael hu mishpot lelekei Yaakov. This is the pasuk that we recite on the night of Rosh Hashanah, which speaks about blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei when the moon is hidden. And this is the law for Klal Yisrael, and this is the judgment of Hashem. At the end of the chapter, Rabbeinu Zal will tie all the different concepts he speaks about into that pasuk. Afal pi shetoychocha hu dovor godol, even though rebuke, reprimanding someone, is something very important, and it's the responsibility of every single Jew to reprimand their fellow Jew when you see that the person is not conducting themselves properly, as it says clearly in Chumash Vayikra, reprimand your friend. The Gemara points out the fact that it says it twice, hoicheach toicheach, teaches us that sometimes you might have to do it more than once. Sometimes you see someone doing something wrong and you correct them, and then a short while later you see them doing it again and you have to tell them again. And the Gemara says, afilu mea pomim, even if it requires pointing it out 100 times. However, even though this is so important and it's a mitzvah in the Torah, afal pikein, Lav kolodom roi loichiach. Not every person is qualified to do this mitzvah properly. Kamoshoma Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara says in Erchin, page 16, that Rabbi Akiva once said, Tamo ani, I wonder im yesh badoir hazeh mi sheyochoy lachiach. If there's anyone in our generation, the generation of Rabbi Akiva, of Tanoim, leading rabbis of the Gemara, if there's anyone that's qualified to give this type of rebuke. Ve'im Rabbi Akiva marzois bedoiroi, and if Rabbi Akiva made this statement in his generation when there were such giants, kol shkein badoir hazeh shalachshov, how much more so in our generation? Ki kishehamaychiach einoi roi loychiach, azai loy dai she'enoi moil betoychachtoi, Afgam hu mavish reach shel hanishomois hashoimim toichachtoim. Because when the person who's giving this rebuke isn't qualified to do it, they don't know how to do it properly, not only will it not help the person that they're reprimanding, but it'll also bring up a foul odor, a bad odor of the neshomois, of the people that are listening to this reprimand, this rebuke. We know that during Rabbeinu Zal's time, there were magidim, people who are known as a magid, people who would travel around from city to city, and they would make speeches in front of an audience, in front of a shul or a large gathering, rebuking the people for things that they were doing wrong. And there are different ways of doing this. Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter, in the opening section of this chapter, is going to really explain clearly what the wrong aspects of this are and what the right aspects are. Ki al yedei toichachtoi hu mo'oirer hareach ra shel hamaisim roim umidois rois shel hoanoshim shehum echicham. Because when a person does this the wrong way, through his reprimand, he awakens the bad smell, the foul odor of all the wrong things and the wrong character traits of the people he's reprimanding. And Rabbeinu Zal gives a moshul here. He compares this to kemoi kishemunach eze dovar sheyesh loy reach sheinoy toiv. Just like when you have something that has a very bad smell and it's lying on the ground, it's lying still. No one's moving it, it's lying still for a period of time. So long as nobody moves it, we don't feel, we don't smell the foul odor that's coming from it. But once we start moving that thing around, then we awaken the bad smell of that item. Kemoikein, similarly, so too, al yidei toichocha, shel mi she'enoi roi lochiach, through the rebuke that's being given by someone who's not qualified to do it. They don't know how to do it the right way. Al yidei ze mezizin umo'orin horeach ra shel hamaisim roim umidois rois shel hanoshim shemoichicham. Through this, you're moving, you're shaking up and activating the bad smell of all the misdeeds and the bad character traits of those people who are being reprimanded. V'alkein hu mavish reicham. And by doing this, you're making them have a terrible odor. You're making these people give forth a terrible odor. V'alidei zeh hu machlish es haneshomoi shelahem. And by doing that, you will also weaken their souls. Why are you going to weaken their souls? Because we know, the Gemara says, which item is there that the soul benefits from and not the body? The Gemara says that's smell, reyach. Koil haneshomo tahalel ko. The entire soul, all souls will praise Hashem. The Gemara says, when does a soul praise Hashem? When a person smells something. So when the smell is a good smell, It infuses life and health into the soul. And when the smell is a foul odor, a bad odor, it weakens the soul. V'alidei zeh nifsak hashefa mikol ha'olamos hatluyim be'elu haneshamos. And when this bad odor is being generated, then what happens is it causes the flow of shefa, of sustenance, that's supposed to come down to all the different worlds that are connected to these souls, it causes that shefa to be stopped, to be blocked. Rabbeinu Zal is telling us here that all the different worlds are connected, are wired to the Jewish souls. And when the souls are feeling good, when everything is good with them, then these worlds are able to receive a flow of shefa from Hashem. When these souls are being harmed and damaged and weakened, when these souls become weak, as a result, the shefa that should be coming down to the worlds that are connected to these souls is stopped and blocked. Ki ikir yenikas haneshama humei horeach, because the main source of life and sustenance of the soul comes from smell. As the Gemara says in Brachas, minayin shemavorchen al horeach. How do we know? Where do we see a source in the Torah to tell us that we make a blessing over smell? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, koil haneshomo tahalel ko. All souls will bless Hashem. And the Gemara says, ezehu dovor shehaneshomo nenes men uvelo yaguf. What item is there that the soul enjoys and not the body? Havioimer zehoreach. That's the sense of smell. It's the most spiritual of the senses. It's the only one that did not participate in the Eitz Hadas. If you look in the Chumash, where it speaks about the whole story of Adam and Chava getting involved with and eating from the Eitz Hadas, all four other senses are mentioned. She saw, she tasted, she touched, she heard, she listened to the snake. The sense of smell is not mentioned at all. And because it did not participate in the sin of the Eitz Hadas, it remained on a higher level, spiritually, than the other senses. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei zeh hamichiach shehu mavish reicham, through this person who's giving this rebuke, who's not qualified to do it, and he's bringing forth a bad odor from these souls, al yedei zeh nechleshes haneshama, this weakens the soul, sheyenikosa mehoreach, which draws its energy, its life, from smell. Umemela nifsak hashefa mikol hoylomo isatluyim behem. And then automatically, as a result of this, if the soul becomes weakened, then the worlds that are connected to that soul, whose whole life depends on that soul, their source of life is also interrupted. Avol kishamoichiach roi lohichiach. Whereas, when the person who is giving this rebuke is qualified to do it, they do know how to do it properly, azai adaraba, then you'll see the opposite result. Hum moisif venoisein reach toiv bahaneshamois alidei toichachtoi. He adds additional good smell to the souls that he's rebuking through his rebuke. Ki hatoichocho tzricho lihiois. Now, Rabbein Zal is going to explain now what is good, healthy rebuke. Ki hatoichocho tzricho liyois bebechinas hatoichocho shel Moshe. When a person wants to rebuke or reprimand other people, it's got to be done like Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Shehoichiach es Yisrael al maisa hoegel. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded the Jewish people over their participation in the sin of the golden calf. Shal yidei toichachtoi nosan bohem reach toiv. And through by reprimanding them, Moshe Rabbeinu infused their souls with a good smell. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, nirdi nosan reichoi. The perfume gave forth a good smell. Hanemar al maiso ha'egel. The Gemara quotes that pasuk regarding the sin of the Egel Hazov. And Tosfos over there points out, Ozav loynemar. It doesn't say that the good smell left them, that as a result of committing this sin, they lost their sweet smell, elonosan. But rather, it says that it added a good smell. Kemo shepirish Rashi shom, as Rashi points out over there, and especially Tosfos. As the Gemara says on Shabbos, page 88, Ki al yedei toichocho shel Moshe al maiso ha'egel, hoisif venosan bohem reach toiv. Because through the rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded the Jews over the sin of the golden calf, he infused them with a good smell. He awakened, he inspired their souls, he motivated them to do tshuva. Shehu bechinas mezoina denishmosa, and this good smell is referred to as soul food, mezoina denishmosa. Ki ikar yinikas haneshama humeyoreach kanal, because as we learned before, the main source of sustenance of the soul is smell. Kalide koil hamoichiach shehuroi, because through this, the voice and words of a person who's qualified to give this reprimand, al yedei zeh hu noisein reach toiv b'haneshamos. He injects a good smell into the souls that are listening to this, shehu bechinas mezoina denishmasa kanal, which is this soul food. And now Rabbeinu Zal explains, ki yesh mezoina denishmasa u mezoina degufa. There's soul food, food for the soul, and there's food for the body. Valide mezoina de gufo, nechlash mezoina de nishmasa. And when a person is feeding the body, they're weakening the soul. These two are like on two opposite ends of a seesaw. When one is going down, the other one is going up. When this one is going down, the other one goes up. Kalidei mezoina degufa, because by feeding the body through gashmius food, dahainu alidei achilu shtia, alidei ze magdilin es bechinas ekev de sitrachra. This strengthens the feet of the sitrachra. Ekev means the heel of the feet of the sitrachra. Bebechinas, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, oichel lachmi. Those who are eating my bread, higdil olai okev. They rose up against me to ambush me, to attack me. And again, the okev referring to the ekev of the sitrachra. We were told when Yaakov Avinu was born, together with his brother Esav, it says v'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav, that Yaakov Avinu's hand was holding on to the bottom of the foot of Esav. Kalidei hoachilo nizchaskin hoikvim voraglim, because eating gives strength to the lower part of the feet. Bibchinas, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, doik becheki v'sishkach benagri. Eat well, and you'll see its effects in your feet, in your legs. You'll be able to walk. You'll be able to stand strong. V'oz kishenizgad el chas v'shon ekev de sitrachra, ayidei ze nechlash bechinas ekev de kedusha. And when we are strengthening the ekev of the sitrachra, the ekev of Esav, of the Rishoim, we're weakening the ekev of Kedusha. Shehu bechinas ekev anovo yiras Hashem. There's a pasuk in Mishlei which says that if we picture humility as a person, then the heel of the foot of that person is fear of Hashem, respect for Hashem. So yiras Hashem is called ekev. Shehi bechinas reach. And fear of Hashem is also associated with the sense of smell. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says about Moshiach, v'horeichoi beyiras Hashem. He will smell, he'll have an aroma of fear and respect for Hashem. Shehu mezoina denishmosa. This yiras Hashem, reach, we said, smell is soul food. So smell, yiras Hashem, anova, that's soul. Whereas the other part, the body, represents, in this context, Esav, the sitrachra. Now, a person would ask, 1 minute, then we shouldn't eat. We shouldn't eat at all. You're telling me here clearly that the more I eat, the more I'm strengthening the sitrachra. Rabbi Nizal is going to address that right now. That's if a person's eating improperly. How does one kosher one's eating? Rabbi Nizal is going to tell us now through the koil. Hakoil koil Yaakov v'hayodayim yidei Esav. By making a bracha before I eat and making a bracha after I eat and speaking words of Torah, that koil is what elevates our meal, our physical meal, to a level of achila de kedusha, where it becomes soul food in a sense. Rabbi Nizal says now, v'hatikun lazeh, the way that one corrects this, the negative effects of this mezoina de gufa, hualidei bechinas koil, is through sound, through the voice. Ki bechinas koil hu hamashke es hagan sheshom gedelim kol harechois v'hayirois. Because it's sound, koil, that waters and nurtures and nourishes the garden in which all beautiful smells, all beautiful flowers and smells and yirois, we said reach and yira go together, v'harechoi b'yiros Hashem, are all growing. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nohor yoytzei me'eden lahashkei sesagan, there's a river that comes forth from Eden that waters the garden. Nohor hayoytzei me'eden, this river represents the koil, the voice. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nosu nohorois koilam, the rivers lifted up their voices. So we see when we talk about the river watering the garden, it's this koil that's watering the garden, these koilos. Interesting to note, we know that one of the most important sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdosh is the Ktoiris. All the karbonis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdosh were all about sending up a sweet aroma to Hashem. L'reach michoyach ishel Hashem. That's what the Torah says repeatedly about all the sacrifices. But the Ktoiris is spices. The Ktoiris is a form of psamim roish. So that's the real reach. And the pasuk says, ki ha-koil yofel, that when they were in the process of offering the Ktoiris, they would say the words, hodek heitev, heitev hodek, hodek heitev, heitev hodek. And the Gemara says, mipnei shehakoil yofol absonim, because the sound of these words helps the spices. One of the commentaries in Likut Imran points this out. V'ze b'chinas es koilcho shomati bagan vo'ira. And this is what the Torah tells us, that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, we're told that suddenly they felt ashamed and embarrassed. They felt their nakedness, and they covered themselves with leaves. And then Hashem called out to them. And Adam HaRishon said, Eskolcho shamati bagan voira. I heard your voice in the garden, and I was filled with fear. This is what Adam HaRishon says to Hashem. Kizeh hakoil mashke es hagan, because it's this voice of Kedusha that waters and nourishes the garden, shaydezeh gdelim shom kol harechos, which is what feeds and helps all the beautiful smells of the garden to grow, shehem bechinas yira, these smells that are synonymous with the quality of yira, v'horechoi beyira sashem. And again, the smell is soul food. Because this voice of Kedusha, this sound of Kedusha, the sound of the shofar, the sound of a person praying, making a bracha before they eat, after they eat, this koil weakens and defeats the akev of the sitrachra, the heel of the foot of the sitrachra. Kizeh hakoil hu bechinas hakoil koil Yaakov. Because this voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu, akev. Yaakov is the akev of Kedusha. V'alkein zocho Yaakov lebechinas horeach. And this is why the Torah tells us also that Yaakov Avinu was able to have that fabulous smell of Gan Eden. As when he went in to get the bracha from his father Yitzchak, Avinu, the pasuk says, "Bebechinas re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach sode asheberuch Hashem." That Yitzchak Avinu says, "I smell the smell of my son Yaakov. He smells like that field, like that garden which Hashem is blessed," referring to Gan Eden. Hanemar b'Yaakov. That pasuk is written about Yaakov Avinu. Vehu machnia ekev de sitrachra, and Yaakov Avinu, this good smell weakens and defeats the ekev of the sitrachra. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, veyodoy oichezes ba'akev esav, that the hand of Yaakov Avinu held on to and held back the ekev of Esav. Veze hakoil hu bechinas koil hamoichia choroi. And this voice that we're talking about here is the voice of the one who knows how to give the proper rebuke. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem says to the Nevi'im, to the prophets, Horem kashoifor koilech v'haged la'ami pishon. Lift up your voices like the sound of the shofar and tell my nation their sins. Ki hamoichiach because one who is giving rebuke to Klal Yisrael and he wants to reprimand us over our major sins, he needs this coil of Kedusha so that he shouldn't bring forth a foul odor from the people that he's rebuking. By mentioning their sins, He's reprimanding them. He's telling them what they're doing wrong. He shouldn't say it in such a way that's going to make them get depressed, give up hope, run away from Hashem. Al kein sorich lo zeh hakoil. Therefore, he needs this special coil. Ki al yidei zeh hakoil hu moisif v'noisein bohem reach toiv. Because through the proper coil, through the coil of Kedusha, the coil of Yaakov Avinu, the coil of Moshe Rabbeinu the Tzadikim, through this, he adds good smell, good reach, by reprimanding them. He infuses them with new energy to want to come close to Hashem, to be motivated, to want to do tshuva. Because this coil is what nourishes the garden, all the beautiful smells. And this is what the pasuk says, Horeim kashoifor koilech. Lift up your voice like the shoifor. What is kashoifor? Rabbi Nezal says, kashoifor daika. Note the pasuk is comparing it to the shoifor. Kizeh hakoil hamashke sagan. This voice that's watering the garden, shuhu bechinas v'nohor yoytse me'eden, which is referred to as the river flowing from Eden, hu bechinas koil hanigun shel hashir sheyisar losid, this is the sound of the special song that's going to be sung in the future when Hashem is going to bring forth a new world. Shehu Bechinas, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as Shir Poshut, Kofel, Meshulosh, Meruba, a song that's single, double, triple, quadruple. Vezehu Kashoifor. And this is what's hidden in the word kashoifer. The word kashoifer makes up the first letters of those four words. Poshut, single, kaful, double, sholosh, triple, and revua, quadruple. Shehu bechinas hashir shelo osid. This is what the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us is the song of the future. Shehu hakoil hamashke sagan. That's the sound, the voice that waters the garden. And it's with that sound, with that voice, a person can give healthy, rejuvenating rebuke. Lift up your voice like the shofar. Kashoifor daika kanal, when your voice is in the format of that shofar. Vezeo bechinas moishchen olav chutz shel chesed hanemar b'moichiach haroi, and this will explain what the Gemara says, that a person who gives proper healthy rebuke, Hashem sends down to that person a string of kindness. K'moisham razal, as the Gemara says in Tomid, a person who reprimands their fellow Jew purely for the sake of Hashem's kavod, not because he gets any satisfaction by putting the person down or anything like that. Hashem extends, draws down on that person giving the rebuke, this chut shel chesed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Moichiach Adam acharei chen yimtza, that a person who gives proper reprimand will find chen, charm, grace. Ki chut shel chesed ze bechinas shenikla v'nishzar v'nase chut me'animim. This chut shel chesed that the Gemara is referring to is referring to a string or a rope that's made by twirling together a few strands. Exactly. Al elu hanimin shekoyrin strinis yisnagein hanigin vashira ze shelosid. And it's on these strings that form this chut shel chesed, these threads, that there will be sung and played the song of the future. Sheheim ayin beis nimin. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to 72 strings. Keneged shem yud. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, corresponding to one of the formats of Hashem's name, where we write a Yud, And then we don't continue to the hey, we go back to the yud, and we do yud hey. Then we don't go to the vav, we go back, yud hey, and then vav, and then yud k vav k. Shehu b'china shir poshut kofel meshulish kimuva b'tikunim. And the Tikkuni Zohar says, this is an example of the single, double, triple, quadruple. The single means one letter, the double is two letters, the triple is three letters, and the quadruple is the four letters. Shehu oile kuloi ayin beis. When you add this up, yud plus yud, 10 plus yud hey plus 15 plus yud hey vav plus 21 plus yud k vav k plus 26, it adds up to 72, which is the word chesed, this chut shel chesed. This is this harp of 72 strings. Val elu hanimin yisnaget hashir hazeh shel osid kishyechadesh yisaylamoy. And it's on these strings that there will be played the beautiful song of the future when Hashem renews the world. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 81, Olam chesed yibone. The world will be rebuilt. The new world will be chesed. She'oz yisar shir poshut, meaning then will be activated this special song of single, double, triple, quadruple. V'zeu b'chinas chut shel chesed anal hanemar b'mechir charoi haynu b'chinas hachut hanase me'anim enanal. This is referring to that rope that's made from these strings, she'aleihem yisnagein hashir hazeh, upon which will be played this special song, kishayyeh chidush olam, when Hashem will bring forth the new world, after Mashiach comes, after Tchiyas HaMeisim, b'chinas olam chesed yibone. V'zehu moishchen olav chut shel chesed. And this is why the Gemara says that a person who gives proper rebuke, Hashem sends down to that person a chut shel chesed. Ze bechinas ha-hamshocha. Hamshocha means to draw down. Shem moishchin u-poishtin es-hanimin. We pull on and we stretch the strings kedei lenagin aleihem shir hanal, in order to play the song, like a person who's tuning a guitar or a violin or a fiddle, and they're tightening the strings in order for them to give forth the proper notes. Nimtza, so we see from what we've learned in this first paragraph, paragraph Aleph, shal yidei koil hamoichia choroi hu noisein reach toiv b'hanashamois, that it's the voice of one who's giving proper rebuke, like Hashem's voice, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the sound of Hashem's voice that they heard coming into the garden. Again, that's watering the garden, that's nurturing the garden, that the Nahorais, the rivers, which are the Koilais, the voice, that Koil injects a good spirit, a good smell into the souls. That's what inspired Adam and Chava to do tshuva. Ach lovoy lozeh. However, to get to this level, to be able to know how to reprimand properly, so that when a person reprimands the other person, they don't break the person, they don't push them away, they don't make them feel dejected, but rather they infuse the person with the energy and strength and motivation and inspiration that the person needs to make a comeback, to do a real tshuva. Ach lovoy lozeh lebechinas koil anal hu al yidei tefila. The way that a person gets to this koil is through tefila. Before we continue, I had wanted to mention something before. That pasuk that we quoted about Yaakov Avinu, hakoil koil Yaakov, it mentions the word koil twice. The word koil, kuf vav lamed, is 136. Two times koil is 272. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where Hashem says to us, to the Jewish people, Harini es marayich, hashmiini es koilech. Hashem says, let me see you. I want to see you. I want to hear your voice. Ki koilech orev, because your voice is sweet, umarech nove, and your appearance is beautiful. That word orev, sweet, a sweet-sounding koil, the word orev is 272. That's this Koil Yaakov. That's this Koil of the Moichia Choroi, one who knows how to reprimand properly. We know that Yaakov Avinu, in a few weeks, we're going to get to Parshas Vayechi, where right before Yaakov Avinu is about to pass away, he gathers his sons together and he reprimands them. He reprimands Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. When it comes to Yehuda, he starts blessing him, complimenting him. But at first, he reprimands them. He gives this toichacha. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we find this. So we see that Yaakov Avinu was qualified to do this. He's the one who has this koil, this koilech ore, this sweet voice. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, same thing. He's about to pass away. Right before he's about to pass away, he speaks words of rebuke to Klal Yisrael. He reprimands us. He reminds us of the sins we committed. Bo'arova, Bein Poron, Bein Teufel, etc., etc. And the Meforshim point out here that so too Rabbeinu Zal, he was about to pass away. This is less than 2 weeks before he passed away. This is when he gave this Torah, speaking about Toichacha, about healthy Toichacha and the opposite. So Rabbeinu Zal says the way to get to this proper koil is through tefillah. Ki ikar ha-tefillah hi rachamim v'tachnunim. Standard tefillah, standard proper tefillah, is when a person is pleading with Hashem, pleading, begging Hashem for kindness. Rachamim, rachmonis, kindness. V'ikar ha-rachamim toluy b'das. And kindness is dependent on intelligence. Kamashikosuv, as it says in a pasuk, Lo yoreyu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kodshi. There'll be no more fighting and ugliness on my holy mountain. Ki molo ha'oretz deyos Hashem kamayim layam echasen. Because the world will be filled with recognition of Hashem, with knowledge of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. Kilaosid yigdal hadas. In the future, there's going to be a tremendous increase in das. Va'oz lo yeshum hezek vachsorius. And then there'll be no fighting, there'll be no harm. No one will be harming anyone else. There'll be no meanness. There'll be only kindness. Again, kindness is dependent on das. Rabbeinu Zal in the previous chapter in the Kutubran showed us a person can kill with kindness. Person takes a baby, a three-month-old baby, and tries to feed it a piece of steak. They'll kill the baby, chas v'shalom. So kindness requires das. Ki yispashe torachmonos al yedei hadas. Because in the future, this quality of kindness will spread throughout the world through the great das that will be revealed then. Ki ikar horachamim toloi bedas. Because real rachmonos is dependent on das, on intelligence. We know that the sphere of chesed, the mid of chesed, comes after chochma bina and das, after keser chochma bina, meaning the light has to flow down from chochma bina das, and then we get to chesed, then we get to a healthy, constructive, positive type of kindness. However, Rabbeinu Zal explains, v'lefomim, at times, when the forces of evil, the forces of tumah, the sitrachra, is able to attach itself and draw the rachmonis to itself, when they're drawing power from rachmonis, they pull the rachmonis to themselves, v'azai nismait horachmonis etzleinu. And then the Rachmonus in Klal Yisrael decreases. Vafilu ma'at Rachmonus shenishar hu bechinas achzorius. And even the little bit of Rachmonus that remains by us after the Sitrachra robbed us, robbed a lot of Rachmonus, that little bit that remains isn't real Rachmonus. It turns into achzorius. It turns into a meanness, an ugliness, a viciousness. Because as a result of the sitrachra being able to pull the rachmanis in their direction, niskalkel horachmanis, the Rachmanis becomes damaged, spoiled, venase achzorius, and it turns into meanness. Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei, ki rachmei reshoim achzori. The Rachmanis of wicked people is meanness, vicious people. People, reshoim, who want to free criminals, who want to let the criminals out, who want to let criminals roam the streets and bash windows and everything. That's not Rachmanis. That's achzorius. That's destroying society. That's destroying the world, Rachmana litzlan. V'al kein, gam ma'at ha-Rachmanis ha-nishar etzleinu hu bebechinas achzorius. And therefore, when these forces of the Sitrachra, when they get hold of the Rachmanis, when they're controlling the kindness, when they're defining what's kindness, how the kindness should be dealt with, then whatever Rachmanis is even left by us becomes spoiled. It turns into achzorius. Ki niskalkel al yidei shehem yonkim en Rachmanis chas v'shalom. It's become spoiled and damaged as a result of the fact that this Sitra Achra is drawing from it. This one example that the Meforshim give of this is, we know that our tefillah, we just said in the beginning of this paragraph, that our tefillah is called Rachmanis, Rachmi. The Gemara says that all the miracles that Elisha performed, he performed through tefillah, through prayer. And the word for prayer that the Gemara uses is Rachami, because standard prayer is always pleading, begging Hashem, asking, beseeching Hashem to show us His kindness. However, when people don't pray properly, when people are just trying to get the prayer over with, they're just doing it because I have to go daven mincha, and let's get this over with, let's finish it as quickly as we can so we can go on with our lives. Not realizing that this is life. Tefillah is the essence of life. The highest level of life, of living, is praying to Hashem. So when that happens, again, the Rachmanis is damaged. The Sitra Achra is able to draw that, to take that tefillah onto itself. When the tefillah is without kavana, it's without feeling, it's where the person isn't taking it seriously the way we need to, but rather just trying to get it over with, chas v'shalom. That's one example. V'zeh bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Eicha, gam tanim choltzu shad. Also the snake put out its breast, implying to nurse. A mother shows her kindness, her pity on her young by nursing her young. So the pasuk says, gam tanim, the snake also puts out its shad. Zeh bechinas rachmanis de sitra achra. This pasuk is referring to the rachmanis of the other side of the snake. Bechinas kishad mishadi, referring to a negative term over there in the pasuk in Yeshaya. Kishakai hu bechinas rachmanis digdusha, because Hashem's name Shakai represents holy kindness. Bebechinas v'keil shakai yitain lochem rachamim. When Yaakov Avinu's sons were about to make a return trip to Egypt, Yaakov Avinu gave them a blessing, a bracha, and he says to them, may Hashem show you kindness. And he used this name Shakai, kindness. Shehu bechinas tefillah. That's referring to standard tefillah prayer. Shehu shidud hama'arochos. Through our prayer, we change around the heavenly signs of the zodiac. We know that sometimes a person can read the stars. In the olden days, they knew how to read the stars and be able to see what the destiny of a person was supposed to be. But we know that through tefillah, we can override that. We can change that. That's called shidud hama'arochos. Validei shad mishakai bechinas rachmanis de sitra achra. But when the rachmanis, the shakai, which is the rachmanis of kedusha, gets taken away by the shad of the snake, bechinas gam tanim choltzu shad, ayidei zeh, the pasuk continues, through that, bas ami la'achzor. Even my nation, the Jewish nation, turned into achzor, turned vicious, mean, the opposite of rachmanis. Because when the Sitra Achra is able to draw from the Rachmonis, even the little bit of Rachmonis that we still have turns into Achzorius, turns into meanness. And when the Rachmonis gets spoiled and damaged and turned into Achzorius, Nifgam Hadas, then the Das, the intellect, also is damaged. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Kol HaKoyes Chochmosay Mistalekes Mimenu, that when a person gets angry, anger is the opposite of kindness. Kas is a display of Achzorius, meanness, ugliness. When a person gets angry, their intellect leaves them, their Das leaves them. Va'azai Niktan Hadas, and then the Das becomes lessened. Venase bechinas moichin de katnus. The person falls into a state of moichin de katnus. Vazai heim yoinkim chas v'sholem ipegam adas. And when a person's in this frame of mind of moichin de katnus, which is called constricted consciousness, when we're not thinking clearly, we're not thinking broadly, then the sitra achra is able to draw power from that, from the pegam adas. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, "V'hanochosh hoyo orum," the snake was shrewd. Hainu das the sitra achra. This tells us that there is a das by the sitra achra sheyoinek alidei nefilas hadas dikdusha, which draws energy and power and strength when the das of kedusha becomes damaged. Shenifgam becomes damaged alidei achzorius v'kas. When we unfortunately lose our attribute of kindness, when we're in a state of anger and meanness. And now Rabbein Zal goes on to say, Umizeh bo chas v'sholem taivas niyuf. And when there's this pegam of the Rachmonis and the pegam adas, this results in a strong desire for sinful relations between men and women. Ki hamoyach hu mechitza prusa b'fnei taivazu. Rabbein Zal says, our brain, when it's working properly, is like a fence, like a barrier that keeps out these sinful thoughts. Ki ein odam oivar aveira elam kei nichnas boi ruach shtus. Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Sota that a person will only commit a sin, and there it's referring especially to sins of niyuf, adultery, pegam abris, when there's a spirit of insanity, silliness, foolishness, which is the opposite of das. Aval kishamoyach vadas sholem, whereas when the person's brain and intellect is complete, is solid, humegin bifnei hataiva azois, it protects the person from being attacked by this taiva for sinful relations. And now Rabbein Zal clarifies this. Ki yesh gimel moichin. We know that there are three parts to the brain. Sometimes it's referred to as chochma bina das. Sometimes it's referred to as keser chochma bina. V'kol echot v'echot hu bechinas mechitza prusa b'fnei zois hataiva. And each one of these three moichin represents a barrier, a partition, keeping out this taiva of niyuf. Umeelu hagimel moichin nimshach gimel minei rachmonis. And it's from these three aspects of das, of seichel, that we draw upon ourselves three levels of kindness. Ki yesh gimel minei rachmonis, because there are three levels of kindness. Bebechinas, as it says in the pasuk, bechinas mashom razal al pasuk, im tishkar li ulel nini ulenechdi. This is when Avimelech was speaking to Avram Avinu, and they were making a pact between them, and he said, I don't want you to lie, not to me, and not to the next generation, and the third generation. Rashi points out over there, quoting the Medrash, Ad kan rachmei ho'ov al haben. That's how far the kindness of a father extends to his child, that it extends for three generations. It goes down for three generations. Shein b'chinas gimel minei rachmonis. This represents three levels of kindness. V'heim nimshachim mi gimel moichin. And they come from the three, and receive from the three parts of the brain. Ki moyach haben mi moyach ha'av. Because the Tikkun Ezer tells us that the brain of a child comes from the brain of the father. The seed from which a child is produced originates in the brain of the father. And this is why we have three prayers in the day. Shachris min harvis. Ki kol tfilo utfilo hu bechinas moyach meyuchod me'elu hagimel moichim. Because each one of these three prayers corresponds to one of the three levels of seichel. When a person is praying properly, we're drawing holy recognition of Hashem upon ourselves. The three tefillos correspond to the three levels of kindness that are dependent on the brain. Ki ikar hatfila hu rachmim v'tachnunim kanal. Because we said standard tefillah, regular tefillah, is all about rachamim and tachnunim, kindness, invoking Hashem's kindness and pleading with Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, kishahadas nifgam chas v'shalom, when the seichel of a person becomes damaged, it becomes spoiled, mizeh bo chas v'shalom taivas niyuf, then those barriers are weak, and unfortunately, taivas niyuf enters into the person's mind. Vazai kishenivgam horachmonus vahadas, and then when the rachmonus and the das become damaged, azai iefshel lehispalel bebechinas rachmin v'tachnunim, then we can no longer pray the standard way. We can no longer pray the tefila which is rachamim v'tachnunim. Va'oz hatfila bebechinas din. And then the tefila changes to a different channel, a different direction. It becomes a tefila bebechinas din. Ugesha tefila bebechinas din. And when the tefila is in this format of din, azai hasitrachra boilas es hatfila chas v'shalom. Then the sitrachra swallows that kind of tefila. Ki ikar yinikas hasitrachra hu mebechinas dinin. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us the word sitra achra means other side. The sitra achra is the left side. The sitra achra is the side of din. So when they see a tefillah, that's a tefillah bebechinas din, we're going to explain in the next shiur what that's all about. When they see a tefillah that has a label on it, din, they say, hey, that's for us. And the sitra achra tries to swallow that tefillah. Ki ikar yinikas hasitrachra hi mebechinas dinim shein moichin dekatnus. The sitrachra is able to draw towards itself midas hadin or moichin dekatnus. When a person's in a state of constricted consciousness, when a person isn't thinking clearly and isn't in a state of broad consciousness, bechinas elokim, like Hashem's name Elokim, which represents midas hadin, kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein heim ne'echozim chas v'sholem b'tfila zu, and therefore, the sitrachra, when it sees a tfila of din, it grabs onto that, shehi b'chinas din, u'boilen oysu chas v'sholem, and they swallow it. In the next paragraph, Rabbeinu Zkal is going to explain how this ends up destroying the sitrachra. Just like when a person swallows something that they cannot digest, or they cannot even get it down their throat, it gets stuck in their throat, then what happens is the person has to eject it. The person has to throw it up, vomit it up. And sometimes they don't just vomit up this last thing that they swallowed, they end up vomiting up everything that's inside of them. Rabbeinu Zal is going to elaborate on this in the next paragraph in Mitzvah Shem. A question was raised in the chat that there are times that we speak about Dalet Moichin. Here Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about Gimel Moichin, three parts of the brain, or three aspects of Seichel. If you recall, on the tefillin that men wear, on the tefillin Shel Rosh, there are two shins on the outside. There's a shin of three heads, and there's a shin of four heads. And these correspond to these Gimel Moichin and Dalet Moichin. This is mentioned very often throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah. Usually, I think more often, it speaks about Gimel Moichin, but there are, in which case, When we speak about Gimel Moichin, Chesed and Gvura, when we speak about Keser, Chachma, and Bina, then where is Das? The answer is Das is the union of Chesed and Gvura. This is not for now, but again, this is mentioned throughout Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah. We want to wish everybody a wonderful week. We broke the ice, the first step in this Torah, and Rabbi Nizal is going to build a fabulous portrait in this Torah, explaining and enlightening us on many very important concepts. We should be zeicha, Hashem should have rachmonis on us, that the tzaddikim should give us this healthy rebuke, which energizes us and strengthens us to do tshuva, to correct what we need to correct, so that we can be zeicha to get to see the coming of Moshiach. The Gemara defines Moshiach as Moirach Vadoim. He's going to be the one who has the ability to smell the truth. He's called Ruach Apeinu, the breath of our nostrils, Moshiach Hashem. There's a lot to say about this. I hope in Yitz Hashem we're going to learn much more in this Torah.
Thank you so much. Sure.
Thank you, Shkoyach.